A very good afternoon from the sports team. The Springboks take on Georgia in their final match of the current block of international fixtures. They have a break now until August and the Rugby Championship. Quagga Smith is one of those players that will be in the squad when it is announced for the Rugby Championship. There will be a number of changes, though, from the squad that plays tomorrow. And this is the final opportunity for those fringe players to impress Rusty. Quagga says that it is important to make sure that he does his prep across all the positions that he's picked for before he gets into match week.
As players that's filling more than one role, more than one position, filling three positions in a game, it's not almost in that week where you get the preparation, it's almost in the camps, when we have camps before we start going into test weeks, where you get that preparation. And that's really important, because when you go into test week, you want to focus on your main position. Say if it's, for me, instance, it's maybe 6 and 8 or whatever, I want to focus on that. But then I've done the work to maybe cover wing in the camp. So then you have that background and...
Well, the match in Mbombela kicks off at 10 past 5 tomorrow afternoon. Moving to cricket, it's currently match number 4 of the T20 Tri-Series in Zimbabwe. It's Zimbabwe up against New Zealand. Having a look at what's going on there, Zimbabwe batted first, made 120 for 7 in their 20 overs. Wesley Madivere top scored with 36. And in reply, New Zealand coasting along. They're currently 75 for 2. After 10 overs, they need 46 runs to win from 59 balls. Devin Conway is currently 34, not out there. The Proteas will take on Zim on Sunday in what should be an important match in the context of the series. Sunuran Mutsami made his T20 international debut recently and says that he's taken a lot of inspiration from England spinner Adil Rashid.
Adil Rashid is someone that I've managed to spend quite a bit of time with at the Pretoria capital. So just to pick his brain, to understand how he goes about it, his thought processes, and the way he dissects what he's trying to do in different conditions versus the batter is very interesting. It's just trying to sum up, you know, where you're trying to get the percentages in your favour.
And then we're going to finish with a bit of MotoGP news. Brad Binder is looking forward to racing in the Grand Prix of Czechia this weekend, which returns to Brno for the first time in 5 years. The KTM rider won the race in 2020, a victory which came in just his third MotoGP start. The 29-year-old has had a difficult season so far. His best result has been a sixth-placed finish. Binder hopes that the freshly resurfaced track and the nature of its layout can play to his strengths this weekend. That's all for this hour, though. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.